Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Arisha, who would you say you most often get compared to?
Oh, my God. Ugh, the list doesn't end. Beyonce, Lizzo, Mindy Kaling. Mm-hmm. Should I go on?
Please. But I feel like you probably like those comparisons. Yeah. But I feel like it can't feel great to get compared to your new boyfriend's ex, right? Like, even if she is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I know people have been saying that a lot about actor Julia Fox, that she's deliberately copying Kim now that she's dating Kanye West.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess she probably doesn't love that.
Yeah, I mean, who would love that? She's her own person.
Yes, designed by Kanye.
There it is.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, February 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Give me that hot goss.
So, actor Julia Fox seems to be living her best life, and it seems like she's had a few of them.
Yeah, so according to the Guardian newspaper, she's been a club kid, a dominatrix, a designer, a model, a painter, and for the past few years, a successful actor.
Yeah, so back in 2017, she apparently held a funeral for herself to mark an end to one of the many periods in her life.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is why millennials get such a bad rap. It was an art exhibition featuring canvases painted in her own blood called R.I.P. Julia, which honestly makes it so clear why she's with Kanye West.
Right. How much blood did that take? That's like
a lot, I would think.
Did she pass out? She literally almost died. So we all know she's been dating Kanye since New Year's, and they will not let us forget it no matter how hard we try. They've definitely been packing on the PDA. They've been wearing matching outfits all over the globe. And it seems to be somewhat serious. I mean, Julia just celebrated her 32nd birthday, and Kanye was all up in her grill, probably making sure she, you know, breathed correctly. ordered the right
food. Yeah, making sure she looked at where the paparazzi were. Like, hey, they're over there, so let's look this way.
Right,
make sure they get our good angles.
Find your light. So Julia was seen with Kanye and some friends at Lucien in New York, which is this French bistro that she apparently frequents. Mm-hmm. And she even had her son's first birthday party there. And Kanye has recently been in California working on his new album, Donda 2. So everyone get your football stadiums ready.
I was going to say, what stadium in California has he been recording in?
He's like, oh, football's almost over. Better get to working on this. But a source told Page Six he flew to New York to celebrate Julia's birthday. And this is actually the first time we've seen them out together since Paris Fashion Week, where they wore those just adorable matching denim outfits.
Yeah, adorable is the word we're going with. Okay.
Yep, love them.
Yeah, apparently Julia and Kanye arrived at her birthday party together. A source said they were looking very couple-y and that Kanye was all smiles, which makes me question the source. Is the source Kanye? Like, y'all tell them I was smiling. No one's going to believe it, Kanye. And some of Julia's friends shared photos and videos on Instagram. There's a video of Julia opening presents and showing them to Kanye, which is how I feel like you would imagine, like, a five-year-old being like, look, mom, I got a Lego set. But
or is she like, am I allowed to keep this? And he's like, no, it doesn't go with any of your outfits I picked out.
Well, he did buy all the party guests Birkin bags, which...
that's a lot.
Some people are just so extra. Like, that's
truly.
That's just wild to me. If I worked at Lucien as a waiter, I would, like, slip in and be like, oh, my God, thank you, and, like, walk away with a Birkin bag and then sell it.
I love where your head's at. Mm-hmm. Such an entrepreneur. But even though these two have been seen doing very couple-y things, like sticking their tongues down each other's throats, there are rumors that Julia isn't Kanye's only lady. He's been seen with several women who look a lot, like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, this would be weird if it wasn't Kanye, but it is Kanye, so it seems about on par.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, he's been in California working on his next album, Donda 2, and he was recently seen at Soho House in Malibu, which is a beachside gathering place for creatives. He was seen there partying on the deck with a bunch of mystery women, and one of them looked an awful lot like him.
Yes.
So TMZ shared these photos of Kanye on the deck, and next to him is model Chaney Jones, and she's wearing an all-black, tight-fitting outfit, and we did a lot of sleuthing before we recorded.
We did.
If you go to her Instagram, you'll see photos of her wearing the same outfit taken on a deck with the location tagged as Malibu, and her next post is a series of photos of her looking genuinely like a real-life Kim clone with the caption,
yes,
his muse. So it's all very sus.
Yeah. And she's wearing Balenciaga.
Yeah, Balenciaga up the wazoo.
It's the required uniform for hanging out with Kanye.
Yeah, and the real clincher is she turned off comments. Or rather, she limited them, which is always suspicious.
That's weird.
Jamie Lynn does that.
Well, you don't want to be in the company of Jamie Lynn. Like,
exactly.
Stop it.
Exactly.
And it's not just these mystery women who are being compared to Kim. Julia herself has also been accused of copying Kim recently.
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree that Julia's been looking at least a little Kim-like. I mean, at least in her wardrobe, thanks to that makeover that Kanye inflicted on her and the rest of us, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's in the training manual to become his girlfriend.
Exactly. She's been seen wearing a lot of form-fitting Balenciaga looks with gloves, very similar style to Kim's fashion aesthetic of last year.
Okay, quick question. Is it possible Kanye has stock in Balenciaga and he's like, I can't let this go down?
I mean, he is partnering with them.
Okay, so
it's at a creepy level, though. No. Like, you're allowed to wear other
really
stuff.
He's just really dedicated. But yeah, on a date with Kanye, Julia even wore the same mirrored Balenciaga thigh-high boots Kim wore back in 2016. Mm. And a Page Six article recently highlighted how a look Julia recently shared on her Instagram definitely comes off a lot like one of Kim's.
Yeah.
So in the post, Julia's wearing blue leggings and this molded breastplate by the Jack label. And Page Six compared the look to Studio Silius breastplates Kim wore while promoting her KKW Fragrance Opals collection back in November of 2021.
I mean, I've seen a couple different outfits that look very similar to Kim's. And yeah. There was a post on Instagram about this, and somebody commented, well, what do you expect? Kanye's a stylist. And I was like, he's not a stylist. He's a controlling idiot.
Kanye wrote that comment.
I can just picture this, like, lab Kanye has in his house where he just, like, has these women all lined up like mannequins, like, just to look like Kim. He's like, your turn. It's weird. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
It really is, yeah. Especially that image.
Yes. I'm glad you could picture it the way I was. I feel like you are. But even though Julia has previously said she's a huge Kardashian fan, she definitely is not loving the comparison to Kim. Julia clapped back at the Page Six comparison on her social media.
And then this past Tuesday, Julia shared a screenshot of the Page Six article on her Instagram stories and captioned it, FYI, I wore this on Halloween 2021 and I was supposed to be a slutty Smurf. I forgot to post it. And she tagged the designer Jack. So she wants it to be very clear. She's not ripping off Kim, at least not intentionally. I still don't understand it.
I can't tell if she's serious or not.
I can't. I really can't. I'm very confused.
And if she is, it sounds like a little bit of a jab at Kim. I don't want to like...
Is she saying that Kim looks like a slutty Smurf?
I don't know. But it's a weird thing to say.
I mean, if you're going to look like a Smurf, I would want to look like a slutty one, to be fair.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't really want to look like a Smurf.
I'm glad we know that now. So Julia may or may not be Kim 2.0, but she actually seems to be having a lot of fun with all the Kanye, Kim, Pete stuff. Mm-hmm. Julia was seen partying with some friends at a downtown New York City party this past Saturday, and apparently she made a little request at the DJ booth.
Yeah, really standing by her man. The DJ played Kanye's newest song called Easy. And it's the one that has a lyric about Kim's boyfriend, Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. And the lyric is, God saved me from that crash just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass. Truly just grade A rhyming right there.
I said this on Instagram and I'll say it again. Kanye is still in this crash. He's still crashing. The crash is still happening. Okay.
It's a free fall.
It's just, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and the Page Six source says that Julia and her friends shouted the lyric when it came on, so she's obviously not bothered by it. I will say, I'm always shouting lyrics in when I'm dancing. Like, I can't be stopped shouting lyrics.
That's true. I can
confirm. So did she just shout this lyric, or was she shouting the whole song?
Why would she be bothered by it? It has nothing to do with her. So, obviously.
Yeah, that's why she'd be bothered by it. It has nothing to do with
that's
her.
That's true.
But the source also says that obviously she hopes this doesn't cause more drama for Ye. But he's an artist, and this is how he chooses to express himself, and she can't judge that.
Okay.
I call bullshit.
She doesn't have to judge it.
I think both of them love the drama.
Right. And she doesn't have to judge it, but she doesn't have to encourage it.
Right.
Which is what she's doing.
And also, how did you get a DJ to play a song? Like, the number of times I've requested songs and they don't play it, too many.
Right. Don't, I've heard DJs hate that.
So they do.
They were like, fine.
Give me a Balenciaga bag.
Yeah, you got any more of those Birkins laying around? From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.